The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Kelsey, and she is part of Youth Solutions, part of Connexus. Kelsey, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do with Youth Solutions. What's your, official title over there?
Yeah, for sure. My name's Kelsey Leemaster. I'm the project manager for Youth Solutions, which is the organization that runs the Jobs for Michigan's graduate program.
Okay. And so describe a typical day for you. What are some of the things that you do to create solutions for youth?
Yeah. So one of the really cool things that I do in my position for Youth Solutions is I lead our Youth Advisory Council, which is a group of young leaders all across the state who have been impacted by Youth Solutions in their life and want to help make a difference by being involved with us and being an advocate and supporter of our organization.
That's wonderful. And I will say younger people know a lot about a bunch of different things and are able to help other youth with different things, new technology, the new aspects of different things as they graduate or continue to move on with their studies or getting a job or anything like that. So Youth Solutions, what are some other things that Youth Solutions does?
Yeah, so Youth Solutions, so we're a statewide organization. We are headquartered here in Benton Harbor, Michigan. So we work with Michigan's youth and inspire them to achieve their fullest potential in education and employment. So you might have heard of the Jobs for Michigan's Graduates Program, which is also commonly called the JMG program. And that is our flagship program of Youth Solutions. And that actually started here in Benton Harbor, Michigan at Benton Harbor High School.
Wonderful. How long has that been a thing? How long has Jobs for Michigan Graduates been around?
Well, we've been around for quite a few years now. We started out in Benton Harbor, but we are a statewide program, so we are all over the state.
That's fantastic. Love to see that stuff grow and more younger people learning everything they need to know about jobs and all that other good stuff. Now, I understand you're here to talk to me about an event for local youth. Tell me more about this and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so on Thursday, January 27th, from 6 to 7 p.m., we're putting on a virtual professional development event, and it's called Career Confident Youth. And so this is a really unique event because it's hosted by youth for youth. So it's an opportunity for young people to network and learn how to be career confident going into the new year. And there's actually three different workshops during this event that youth can choose to attend depending on what they're interested in learning about. So the first one is confidence in public speaking. So they'll learn how to break the stigma of public speaking and learn the do's and don'ts of communicating effectively. And then the second one is how to build your brand using social media, which I feel like this is going to be a really popular topic for our young people to learn about. So they'll learn how to build their personal brand on social media and other helpful tips of how to navigate social media while, you know, they're job hunting or in college, maybe looking for an internship. And then the third workshop is using LinkedIn to make connections. And that one is where youth will learn how to create and update their LinkedIn profile to maximize opportunities and making meaningful connections there. So, you know, like I said, this event is really unique because it's being planned and led by our JMG Youth Advisory Council and our alumni network. So these are youth that have been through the JMG program. They're the ones that came up with these workshop topics. They're putting together the content in this event. So, you know, they are all coming from different backgrounds and they all have different experiences. So that's going to make this a really great event. And we're really excited about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking at the website right now and just seeing the list of presenters and the stuff that they're going to be talking about. And some of that stuff is so important and things that not only youth having a better grasp on all that, but also, I mean, adults should learn a lot of this stuff too. I mean, there's probably even adults that still struggle with maybe not even the speaking confidently part. Maybe that's something that a hoop that they've already jumped through, but a lot of things that it's very important as you're looking at the landscape of jobs and your future. But building the brand, I think that is a huge one, and really thinking about the overall aspect of everything that you do. It's kind of under the microscope when you're looking at stuff, but it also is something that's very useful to maybe getting a job and networking and LinkedIn, all those different tools that are available to you. Utilizing that stuff is so important because I've known people that have gotten jobs based off of, hey, I saw you on social media. I noticed you're doing some great things. How would you like to work for our company? And that's that one thing that it's makes that interview process for getting a job a lot easier, because all that stuff's pretty established and you almost have the job before you even sit down for an interview.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of stuff on social media right now, and that is a lot of how you get connected with people. And some people don't realize that you are your brand that you put on social media, and especially young people who are still in high school or going to college and looking for internships, you know, the things that you are posting on social media, you know, that shows who you are, and you want to put a, you know, put good out there.
Absolutely.
into that social media for sure.
Positive things, but even it's a great way to even showcase something you do. Maybe you did something, a presentation or something like that. Put that on social media. Let people see that. Show your work and the great things that you're doing. Now, Kelsey, tell me, are there specific requirements in order to attend this event?
No, so there aren't any specific eligibility requirements to attend, but the event is going to be catered toward the 14 to 24 age range. But like you said, you know, if you're over that 24 age range and you want to learn about some of this, you're welcome to attend. And we're hoping a large number of our J&G youth here in Southwest Michigan participate. And the cool thing about it being a virtual event is it is open to, you know, youth all over. So they don't have to be a part of the JMG program. Anybody's welcome to attend this event.
Okay. So if I know somebody that is within that age bracket, I can say, hey, you know, even if you're halfway across the United States, this is something that maybe you could utilize and learn about. And really, like you said, a ton of great topics that are going to be discussed and presented during this. Now, if I am somebody within that age range, for this event, how do I get things started and register? And does it cost me anything?
It doesn't cost anything to attend. No. So individuals who would like to attend can visit our website, which is our OUR, youthsolutions.org/alumni event. Or, you know, an easy way, you can visit us on Facebook at Jobs for Michigan Graduates, and we have an event section on there as well. So, you know, if you have anyone that's interested in attending and growing their career confidence for the new year, definitely encourage them to attend. It's going to be a really fun event.
That's really great. And tell me more a little about this Jobs for Michigan's Graduates program. You said it's at Benton Harbor High School, but it's grown to other different school districts throughout this area and across the state. If I'm, say, a teacher or a parent or a school counselor, and I want something like this program, to be able to be utilized in my school, how do I kind of get that started? And is that available to me to kind of have that going?
Yeah, so we are in a couple schools around Southwest Michigan. We are connected here with Michigan Works. So definitely reach out on our website if you are a school administrator or somebody that's looking to get connected with us. JMG is a really cool program. It helps young people find their path to education and employment success. You know, we do life skills training, career exploration, pathways to employment. And then one of the most important parts, I think, is that they're connected with a JMG specialist who's there to support them as a coach and a mentor during that important time in their life.
Yeah, we've heard so many success stories over the years about people that have gone into this as something as like, oh, maybe it's just an extracurricular that I needed to do, or a club or something. And they thought, yeah, I'll just do it. But the impact that it has on their life and really their career path and what they want to do has just been great to hear. So again, this is for 14 to 24. Is that the age range for this?
Yep, that's correct.
Wonderful. So definitely get signed up. And again, Where can we learn more about this? And is there a cap on registration? I mean, it's a virtual event, so I assume not. But is there a deadline in order to get signed up now?
There's no deadline to attend, and there's no cap. You know, with it being a virtual event, we can have a lot of people on there. So, you know, if it's a couple minutes before the event and you're just learning about it, or you figure you want to attend, you know, feel free to hop on.
And last but not least, if it's an event, if I can't make it, like say I've got a basketball game or mm-hmm. some sort of other activity at that time, can I check this out later?
Right. Yep. It's going to be a recorded event. So if you have something else going on and you want to watch it afterwards, it'll be up on our website on that events page.
Wonderful. Again, tell me that link that I need to go to go and register for that, Kelsey.
Yep, it's on our website. So Our Youth Solutions, OUR, /alumni events, or an easy way to get to us too is on Facebook. And that's our Jobs for Michigan's Graduates Facebook page.
Fantastic. Really looking forward to this alumni network event and learn some great things and great tools for your career and your future. But Kelsey, thank you so much for telling me about all the great things that you guys have going on and spending some time and chatting with me about it this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.